Bible series called Finishing. Can you say that with me?
Finishing.
Okay? Last week was message number one. I focused on the building. I used a specific passage of Scripture. And we spent a lot of time as like just a family. And some of you were here last week maybe for the first time. That's not normally the thing. We don't sit up here and take 30, 45 minutes talking about church building. But it's important. If we're going to do something debt-free, that's a whole lot less time standing up here and I'd spend in a bank office somewhere filling out a lot of paperwork and mess. Are you hearing me say? Praise the Lord. Amen? A lot better for me to sit up here and just chat with you guys than putting us in hock. And that ain't happening. All right? So get that message. It's on DVD. It's free. We'll give a lot more of those away. Let you know where we're coming from. Amen? Be clear as crystal. You wonder what I say, hit rewind. There I said it. Okay? Not ashamed of what we're saying. This is for God's glory. Amen? So it's called Finishing. But really, that little talk last week we gave, it came out of the middle of a passage where Jesus Christ was talking about being a Christ follower. Okay? So let's talk about finishing today, and let's take us another step. Okay, are you going to finish what Jesus Christ has started in you? You going to finish the course that he's laid out for your life? Are you going to draw back? You going to quit? Amen? You going to excuse make? Y'all ready? Say, here we go. Good message for Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to be a little rough. Get ready for the ride. What it takes to what? Finish. Listen, turn me down just a bit, Kevin. I think Kevin left me. Oh, boy. You're going to get loud. Here we go. Sometimes you'll slip out. Am I too loud? If not, I'm sorry. Just get over it. Can you? What it takes to what? Finish. What it takes to finish is what we're talking about right now. What it takes to finish. Let's go with the message. Everything you see that I have, my notes are on the big screen. Rod jazzes them up a little bit to make it a little bit more interesting for us. Amen? And it helps me because I like pictures. Here we go. When it comes to finishing, remember what we said last week. Say it with me. Jesus wrote the book on it. You want to be a finisher in your life? You want to complete the course that God has laid out for your life? Remember, Jesus wrote the book on it. When Jesus started his ministry, 30 years old, starting his ministry, here's what he said. One of the first things out of the gate, Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and helped me." And to what? Finish his work. And then in John 17, when Jesus is about to go to the cross, it's his high priestly prayer. What does he say? He says to his Father God, "I have finished the work that you gave me to do on this earth." And now he's staring down at the cross. The Bible says he set, as it were, his face as a flint toward Jerusalem. Okay? So Jesus wrote the book on finishing, and then none of us will forget what Jesus said on the cross. And when he's on the cross and he had received vinegar, he cried out these words, say them with me, "It is finished!" So Jesus knows a little bit about finishing something, doesn't he say? Amen? So we looked at that last week with the building, with that in mind. And we talked about at the close of the second service last week, the cost of being a Christ follower. Okay? And we looked at these scriptures. Let's look at them again real quick. Luke 14, 27, 28. "And whosoever doth not bear his" what? "Cross and come after me, he cannot be my" what? "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sets not down first and counts the cost, whether he have sufficient to" what? "Finish it." And remember last week I pulled up a chair, and when we used this passage and talked about our building, and we asked some questions last week. Okay? Do you plan to build a new facility? What was our answer? Yes, we do. Then I asked this question from the Lord, right out of the Scripture. Have you counted the cost? The answer was, yes, we have. We know what it's going to cost. We know what it's going to take to finish that first phase, not all the bells and whistles. So we ask these questions as it pertains to the building. Do you have sufficient to what? Finish. Well, that's a big question. And in one Sunday, we got half the team mobilized. Got it? We need you to help us so that we can answer that question. Yes, we do. Amen? Okay? Remember, that passage of Scripture was really all about being a disciple, a Christ follower. So now let's turn that and go that away now. Let's look at these three questions with that in mind. The cost of being a Christ follower. Would you say that with me? The cost of being a Christ follower. Now let's ask those questions based on that. Do you plan on being a Christ follower? Yes, I do. Can you say that? That's what I'm doing. Yes, I do plan on being a Christ follower. Number two, have you counted what it cost to be a Christ follower? You need to do that. Yes, I have. Number three, do you have sufficient to be a Christ follower all the way to the finish? Or you want these Christian folk, oh, the church don't treat me this way. They ain't nice. I don't like the donuts. I don't like their cut. Is that your cut of Christianity? Yes or no? Say. I don't like the way the preacher parts his hair. Is that your Christianity? Say. You're not a finisher. You're a loser. Excuse me. Okay? Oh, I don't like it. I like the way they do it. I like the music. I just like the piano. What's wrong with you? Say. Are you committed to being a Christ follower to the end? Wow. That's what he's talking about. Carrying that cross. If a man doesn't take up his cross and come after me, Jesus said, he's not worthy of me. That's tough talk, isn't it? Yes or no? Well, let's learn. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. I told you, hey, Super Bowl Sunday, we may as well talk some tough talk here. Amen? It's bigger than the NFL, my friend, living for Jesus Christ. Amen? And a lot of NFL players will tell you the exact same thing, that are followers of Jesus. They'll just say, look, this NFL stuff is just a platform for me to do my greater job, and that's to share Jesus with others. Amen? So, Christ following. Let's look at it. What it takes to finish. We're going to look at another man today. We're going to look at the Apostle Paul. We're going to switch a gear now, and we're going to learn today. Three things. What does it take to finish, Pastor Clark? What Christ has started in me. 2 Timothy 4, 6, and 7. Maybe verses you'll know, you should know them. You should write them down. You should memorize them. Go to our website. Get this PowerPoint. Pull it down. Learn these scriptures. Get them in your heart. These are huge. I didn't have to go look this up when I started this message. These are scriptures over the years that God has let me pour into my life. You need them in your life. 2 Timothy 4, Paul is ready to go on to be with Jesus. He's ready to die. He's old now. His course has been run. Here's what he says. I'm ready now to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen? And that's what we're going to build the message on, what it takes to finish. We're going to build it right there on that verse. What are you talking about? It's just going to be plain English right here, okay? Let's break it down and look at it. Are you ready? How do I finish what Christ has started in my life? How can I make it all the way to the end? Number one, say it with me. Say it loud. Come on. Keep the faith. One more time. Keep the faith. What's that talking about? We're talking about Paul. We're going to learn from him today. He said, I've kept the faith. I've kept the faith. Well, Paul, what does that mean? Let's learn. Acts 9, we got to meet this man. His name was not Paul at the time, it was Saul. Can you say Saul with me? Saul, that was his name. Now listen, watch it. And Saul, chapter 9, book of Acts, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. So obviously this guy's not a believer in the Lord. He went to the high priest. He desired from the high priest letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, what way? People who follow Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life. Whether there be men or women, I can bring them bound as heretics back to Jerusalem. Doesn't sound like a nice fella, does he, say? Saul was, can you say that with me? Religious. Man, he went to the high priest. He was religious. I'm going to tell you something, church. You need to hear this straight up. Being religious is not faith. Being a religious person is not being a person of faith. Well, I'm religious. Well, I was christened. Good. I was baptized when I was a baby. Great. Tell me if you're saved. Tell me if your sins have been forgiven. Well, I belong to this church. My name's on the roll. I want to know, is your name on that roll? Amen? He was religious. But that's not faith. You might say, yeah, but he's a bad person. I'm better than him. See, I'm a good works religious kind of guy. Oh, you want to compare yourself to this guy? Well, good. I'm glad you want to. Let's do it. Philippians 3. He says, this is somebody trying to argue with him about religious and how religious stuff will get you to heaven. Here's what he says. Look, though I might also have confidence in my flesh and my religion stuff. If any man thinks that he has wherever he might trust in the flesh, I the more, Jack. That's what Paul's saying. I circumcised the 8th day. How about you? I'm of the stock of Israel. Are you? Hey, I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. What tribe are you from? I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. You a what? From where? As touching the law, I'm a Pharisee. Boy, they put me through the mill and I came out a shining rose, baby. Did you? Concerning zeal, yeah, but I love my church. Concerning zeal, I persecuted the church. There wasn't anybody more zealous than me as my faith and my religion, what I believed in. Touching the righteousness, which is the law, I was blameless. You couldn't find anybody, Paul says, out there that could say one thing against me. They would say, no, he's upstanding. He does this, he does this, he crosses the T's, he dots the I's. But that's religious mess, and it won't get you anywhere. He says, and what things were, and I'm going to be ugly right here, what things were gained to me, those I counted what? Another place he says, I count them as dung, crap. Excuse me. You need to hear that. You need to hear it strong. That religion, being a religious person, is not faith. And you're not going to finish that way. Are y'all hearing me today or not? You think I've lost my mind, gone crazy on y'all already on Super Bowl Sunday? Amen? Come on. Here we go. Listen. Listen, you're not going to finish. You're going to be shipwrecked. Come on, I don't want you shipwrecked. I want you to finish. Got to have faith. Let's go back to Acts 9 and see what happened to him then. Back to Acts 9. So he's on the way to persecute Christians. Going to bind them up in mess. Look at it. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there's a shine down around about him, a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth. And he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus. Can you say that with me? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Oh, it's easy, wasn't it, son? But you'd go out there and pick on my kids. Bind them up like you've been doing. But now you're on the ground, and I got to stick in your neck. How's that feel, sucker? Say. Amen? So what is it saying? And he, trembling and astonished, he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Good question. Amen? That religious mess, that's not going to help you, friend. Lord, what will you have me to do? Good question. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. We're talking about keeping the faith. But first of all, we've got to get the faith. Amen? It was right there on that road that the apostle, that Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, realized he wasn't that big a shot after all, was he? It's all about Jesus. Lord, what would you have me to do? And he did what the Lord told him to do. Let's keep looking. Jesus was basically saying, follow me, don't what? If you want faith and you follow the Lord's way, don't fight him. Well, but you, wait a minute, I don't, the Bible, you mean I believe in Jesus and then my sins are going to be forgiven? Exactly, yes. You mean, you know, I thought I had to do this, this. No, you don't. This is what you do. You put your faith in Jesus and him alone and nobody else. Follow him, don't fight him. Got it? So what did he do? Well, something else was happening at the same time. There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said, arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, inquire in the house of Judas, a different one, for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he's praying there. And Ananias, he said, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias, and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And then Ananias said, well, hold the phone, Lord. I've heard much about this man, how much evil he's done to the saints at Jerusalem. Did you say his name was Saul? And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all those that call on your name. And you said, what, sir? But the Lord said unto him, go your way, Ananias, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Oh, he's going to suffer. No, I don't think he said that. Ananias was scared to death. And Ananias went his way, and he entered into the house. And putting his hands on him, would you say it with me? Brother Saul. Can God save a murderer, yes or no? Can God save someone who hurt the church, was evil and wicked, yes. Can religion, no. You getting it or not? Faith in Jesus, following Jesus, don't fight Jesus, and you'll go from being Saul to Paul. Amen? The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way that as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately they fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith, and he arose, and he was baptized. A little bit of a long story, but we need to learn where he came from. Y'all understand a little bit? Yes or no? Amen? So keep the faith. The faith isn't being religious. The faith isn't about your pedigree. The faith is, do you believe in Jesus Christ or not? Amen? Here's what Paul said later in his writings. By the way, this man wrote 13 books in your New Testament. Aren't you glad God saved him? Aren't you glad he didn't fight Jesus, but he followed him? So you can get to read books like Corinthians and Romans and Ephesians and Philippians and all these wonderful books that God used this wicked man who he saved to be the apostle to the Gentiles. That's us. Isn't that cool? God loves this man. Here's what Paul said later. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm still living, yet not I anymore. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live, I live in the flesh, okay, that I'm in the flesh, and I live by the what? Keep the faith. What is the faith? That the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. That is the faith. Got it? What is your faith? My faith is this, that Jesus Christ died, he was buried, and he rose again. That's my faith. If somebody asks you, what do you believe in? Can you tell them that? Yes or no? Well, I believe you got to be a good person. I believe you got to do this. No. I believe in Jesus. I believe he died on the cross. I believe he rose from the dead. I'm putting my confidence in that, all my confidence, and nothing in anything else. That's faith. Keep it. Don't we get screwed up sometimes, though, say? Don't we get off track? Yes or no? You'll never finish if you get off track. Don't get off track. Romans, he says, the just shall live by what? It was Martin Luther in the 1500s who was reading, and he came across these scriptures. He was like, oh my gosh, this is how I'm supposed to do it. That's right. That's why he went and nailed his 95 thesis on the door at Wittenberg. Amen? Nail it to the wall, man. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's what? Impossible to please him. So that's number one. I hope I ain't wore you out, but if I'm going to wear you out, I'd want to wear you out on this one. Come on. So what does it take to finish? The rest of the message will go faster. What does it take to finish? Number one, keep the faith. Don't ever turn. Don't ever turn back. Well, the preacher, he's this, or this person's that. Don't ever turn back. Amen? Don't do it. Keep the faith all the way to the finish line. That's how you become a finisher in your Christian life. Let's look at the second thing. Can you say that with me and help me now, because I feel like I'm drowning up here. Fight a good fight. He said, I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. So the second thing, fight a good fight. I fought a good fight. As he was ready to depart, he writes to his young prodigy, Timothy. And he tells Timothy, here's how you're going to make it. 1 Timothy 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Timothy, you brought nothing into this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out, son. Having food and raiment, you be content. Because they which will be rich will fall into temptation and a snare into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they've erred from the faith. Timothy, don't do that. And they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Say that with me. And then he said this to him. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you're called. That's your calling, man. And you professed a good profession before many witnesses. So point number one, keep the faith. Point number two, fight a good fight. You want to be a finisher in your life? You want to finish this race of being a Christ follower? Fight a good fight. Are you listening? Say. You know, people, have you done it yourself where you get off track, you start laying down? You start missing. You don't have your time where you spend time with God and prayer, and you're not fighting. All of a sudden, this becomes okay. I can do this. Where it's sin, you know it's wrong, but you're doing it anyway. You ever done that? Yes or no? Fight a good fight. Finish the course. Okay? What is fighting a good fight? The Apostle Paul wrote about it in Ephesians 6. Let's read the scriptures. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Fight a good fight. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why? That you can withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to what? Fight a good fight. How do you fight a good fight, preacher? Hang in here with me. Look at it. Here's how you do it. You stand. You have your loins girt about with truth. Okay? A lot of stuff out there that doesn't line up with the Bible. Throw it in the trash can. It's not true. Don't put it in your life. Be a person of truth. Don't stand on a lie. You're gonna get all screwed up, I'm telling you. Have the breastplate of righteousness. Be clean. Be right with God. Amen? Follow that right path in your life. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Walk in that. Walk in the fact that Jesus Christ is your Savior. He died for you. He rose from the dead. Tell people that message instead of screwing it up with some gobbledygook mess. Amen? Take the shield of faith. What's that? I believe God, period. Take that shield. Fight that fight. But wait a minute. This happened to you, and that happened to you. God must not love you. Hey, I believe in him, period. Get away from me, Satan. Get behind me. Are you hearing about the fight up here on the stage? Say, I fought this thing. I still fight all the time. Wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation. Man, know that you know that you know when you go where you're going. Make sure you know you're saved, baby. Put that helmet on your head. Amen. I know it in my head. I got it in my heart. I'm a child of the living God. Wear that thing every day. Amen. hey, I might screw up here. This might happen in my life. I might not can make this bit, whatever. But I know one thing. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Satan. Take that upside your head. Amen? And the sword of the Spirit. Fight a good fight. The Word of God in the Bible every day. Reading the Bible. Memorizing Scripture. Put it inside of you. That's if you want to be a Christ follower to the end. Amen? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance of the supplication of the saints. Pray all the time. Amen? Pray without what? Being a spirit of prayer. Why do I pray on Sunday morning with men out here in a truck? Why? Because I need it desperately. Got to have it. Can't do this without it. Amen? Fight a good fight. So how do I fight? Pop it up. Truth. Righteousness. Gospel. Faith. Salvation. The Word of God. Prayer. Amen? Do you want to be a finisher, or am I boring you to tears? If I am, don't think you probably won't fall flat on your face. Screw your life up. Okay? This is good stuff. Suck it up. Come on, baby. What it takes to finish. Number one, keep the what? Number two, fight a good fight. And number three, focus on, this doesn't take long on this one. Focus on finishing. I will be a finisher. I will be a finisher. I will stay in the race for Jesus Christ. I will not draw back. Keep looking. I have finished my course. Focus on that. Life is full of courses. Life is full of courses and turns. Finish your, say it with me. Finish your course. And I had a meal this week. Had sat down with somebody, and they don't mind me sharing this. I'm just going to share a little bit around the edges. Pop that next statement up. Focus on finishing. Don't focus on fixing. Say that with me. Focus on finishing. Don't focus on. What do I mean by that? So often, we will do the right thing, and we'll determine to do the right thing, and I'm going to do the right thing, bless God. I'm going to hold out. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to stay faithful. And a lot of times, we think if we do that, maybe we can fix somebody else who ain't doing that. Sometimes that does work. Sometimes it doesn't. That's not the math, my friend. You focus on finishing your course. If somebody else is screwed up and they're not going to get with the program, that's not your job. Your job is you finish your course. Did that make any sense to anybody? So many times we get discouraged. Well, wait, I prayed, I've been faithful, I've been fasting, I've been doing the right thing. And look, this isn't working out, it's not happening, they're not changing. And then discouragement comes. But each of us all have to run our own race. It's up to you and it's up to me to finish our individual course. You can't fix everybody. I got to stay faithful regardless. I've got to do the right thing. Period. I pray it'll work out. It always doesn't, though. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Okay? Just think it through. Focus on finishing, not on fixing. Because when you can't fix it, you feel like a fail. You feel like God's failed. He hasn't failed. How do I finish? He gives us a couple of last scriptures over in the book of Corinthians. And the first way is this: run to win. Run to win. Run. I didn't get in this race to lose. I didn't become a Christ follower to be a loser. I'm a Christ follower. My wagon's hooked to Him, and we're winners. I'm going to run this race to win. No, in 1 Corinthians 9, Paul writing, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? So run that you can obtain." Run to win, fool. "Every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we get an incorruptible crown." Run. A win. Amen? Finish. Focus on that finish line. I will finish my course, God. I will not draw back. Keep looking. Run how? Disciplined. What does he say in the next couple of verses? "I therefore run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beats the air." I'm going to hit somebody if I'm swinging. "But I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest it by any means, when I preach to others like I'm doing today, I myself become a castaway." Amen? So how do I have to run? I have to run disciplined. Others can do certain things, but because I'm a Christ follower, I can't.
Well, I don't want to be a Christian. I'll have to give up this, 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 and this.
Well, you very well may. What's your option? Go to hell. Amen? That's not an option. I don't like that B option. I don't want that one. Amen? Or how about this? Be a disgrace and a shame to my Savior. I don't want that option. Then what's the other option? Others may get to do that. I can't. It's all right. I can be disciplined. Can I not say? How many of you don't miss the booze anymore? Can I see your hands? Let me see some hands in the house. How many don't miss the pot and the smokes and all that kind of mess? Amen? Come on. Let me look. Come on. Come on. Amen? Or the drugs and the meds and all that. Can I see some hands in the house? There's a few. Amen? Now I'm going to run discipline. Okay? And then run all the way to the end, baby. Run all the way to the end. That's what I'm going to do. Jesus said it this way. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the what? Run all the way to the end. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. He says, henceforth there's laid up for me. He could see it even though he wasn't there yet. A crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all you people too that love his appearing. And I put this in my notes. Run till you see Jesus. How long you gonna run, preacher? Till I see Jesus, baby. Amen? I'm going to run all the way home. But what if I can't fix the people? Well, I can't buy. Amen? Finishing. Keep the faith. Fight a good fight. We're rolling. Focus on finishing. We end with this scripture this morning, Hebrews. Jesus wrote the book on finishing, right? Look at what he did, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised that shame. He's now set down at the right hand of God the Father. I just compared this with my notes, and I laid it right down beside that verse, and here's what Jesus did. Look at it. He kept the faith. That was that joy that was set before him. God sent him here to do this, and he kept the faith. Father, help me. Your will, Father, not my will. Help me do this, God. So he kept the faith. He fought a good fight. He endured that cross. Oh, he hated the shame of that thing. But you know what? He fought a good fight, didn't he? And you know what else he did? He finished it. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, and there he makes intercession for you and me. We have a great Savior. Be a Christ follower. He wrote the book on it. Finish it. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Can we do that? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen. Let's stand together. Amen. I know I went a little long with the singing and with the message, but that's all right. We're going to feed you later. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads and hang in here with me, unless you got to run out of here to go to work. I understand that. Hang in here with me these last couple of minutes. I'm like a raging bull sometimes with the word, just rush and push, and man, do we need time to let it just find a little good ground in our heart. Father, I pray you'll take these words today. I pray they'll find that ground that's good. I pray we'll be receiving them. I pray we'll eat these words up today. Scriptures that you've given us. I pray for that person today who's not a Christian. They're religious. They're even pretty good people. But they don't have their faith anchored in you, Jesus. I pray today that would happen. I pray they'll humble themselves and say, I need Jesus. He's my only hope. I pray today that'll happen, Father. Bless our time as we just spend a little time with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you sing this little song, just a little bit of it with